Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. It's time for our June Progressive Agriculture Safety Foundation update. And joining us on the live line from the Progressive Agriculture Foundation, Bernard Jeschke is on. Bernard, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How's Jesse doing?
I am doing awesome, Bernard. Thank you for joining us here for this month's update here on KGLO. And I know it's a big month for focusing on ATV and UTV safety, because ATV UTV Safety Week falls here during the month of June. But I think just for starters, Bernard, let's talk about ATVs, UTVs. I know there's a difference. What is it?
Okay, very good. That's a great question, Jesse, because the thing is, a lot of people here is talking about ATVs, and there are many different styles out there now. So the true ATV is kind of a one-person vehicle in which it's a long, narrow seat that goes front to back. And a lot of people see that long, narrow seat going, oh, my gosh, we can get 2 to 3 people on there. No, it's a one-person vehicle, because to ride that vehicle safely, you got to be rider active. In other words, if you're going up an incline, you slide sort of the front of the seat. If you're going down an incline, you scoot to the back. So an ATV is usually the ones that you see with an inline seat. A UTV is defined as a utility task vehicle, and that's usually the side-by-side seats, the ones that sit, people kind of compare them to a golf cart. You sit side-by-side. And a lot of them will have a little box in the back where people can, you know, put some utility equipment. Maybe you're out fixing fence or a sprayer tank, or maybe you're going to throw some few bales of hay or something on there. So even though they're built similar, they're quite different. But that's the biggest difference between an ATV and a UTV.
Well, Bernard, I know with parents with ATVs, UTVs on the farm, there's a lot of things they really need to watch out for with their children around these ATVs or UTVs, and different gear they should wear, and lots of different things, because if not handled responsibly, then that could lead to incidents.
Yep, that's for sure. That's for sure. And the thing is, you know, the youth out there in rural America, the ATVs, UTVs, are great tools for the children to help out on the farm and ranch. You know, it teaches the children responsibility, and they help with the farm and ranch chores, that type of thing, with these vehicles. But again, it's a situation where they're a very helpful piece of equipment, but they're kind of a dangerous toy if they're not used in the way they're designed. And so the thing is, the parents have to consider youth or the size and age appropriateness to those ATVs. You don't want a small child on one of those big ATVs. It's just got too much power, and the weight of a small child does not help control the unit. So there is a truly age and size appropriateness for riding those vehicles safely.
Well, I know, Bernard, there's obviously a lot of statistics out there that show that ATV, UTV incidents are among the most fatal for youth in agriculture, and that's something that we're trying to change with proper education.
That's right. Education is really powerful, Jesse. Thank you for adding that, because the thing is, when we look at the rural statistics, that includes tractors, ATVs, the UTVs. All of those have some ugly numbers in agriculture. But when you end up looking at these reports, it's really not the piece of equipment that was the cause of the injury and or fatality. It's usually an incident that involves that driver or operator error. You know, that wasn't being handled correctly. A lot of times, it's the center of gravity that has changed. These ATVs and UTVs have a low center of gravity, but when people start putting extra weight on there, like hay bales or water tank or something like that, or an extra rider, where an extra rider is not designed in that particular vehicle, that changes the center of gravity. Consequently, they try to do the same activity as they did with those, sitting on there by themselves, and due to the right driver error, that's where some of those ugly numbers come from. But education is huge in educating not only mom and dad, but we got to educate those kids too.
Well, Bernard, I know with education and educating those kids, Progressive Agriculture Safety Days and the foundation, you guys picked up a great new partner. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that? Because they're obviously related to the ATV-UTV industry.
You better believe it. Yes. One of our four-star partners, Polaris, has come on board with the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day program. And we are so blessed because Polaris has donated a youth-sized youth-sized UTV. And hopefully when this COVID-19 thing gets all cleared up and we're back to normal safety days and farm events, we're going to be able to utilize a lot of this equipment, because not only the UTV in Polaris donate, but they've also donated some youth-sized protective, personal protective equipment, such as the helmet, long sleeves. What should a person be wearing to protect themselves from brush, dust, dirt, mud, flying rocks, bugs, those types of things, wearing goggles. And so Polaris has donated that to the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day, and we're going to be able to utilize that in a lot of different ways. Last year, we reached over 46,000 participants in education for ATV and UTV safety. So bringing Polaris on board with us, they've just been a great partner for us.
Well, that's fantastic stuff to hear there, Bernard. And I know, obviously, with ATV and UTV safety, the ATV Safety Institute, they have kind of these golden rules. I know there, I believe there's eight of them. Maybe you want to touch on those here just a little bit and kind of give us an overview of what those are.
Sure, thank you. Because this is great guidelines, because it's not something we dreamt up, or it's not something we write up. We truly base our program from other organizations out there, that this is their world. So we utilize the National ATV Safety Institute's rules, and most of them are pretty common sense. Everything from making sure you wear a helmet and goggles, you know, long sleeves, long pants, boots, gloves. A lot of that's protective equipment, because some of those injuries happen when people aren't wearing their protective equipment, such as, you know, if you're not wearing that helmet or those goggles and you take a tree limb or a weed or something like that, a slap to the face, and it gets into your eyes and those types of things. That personal protective equipment is utilized all the time, not just necessarily in some type of an incident or a crash. You're utilizing that personal protective equipment all the time. So we also talk about that. We also talk about never riding these on paved roads, because a lot of times the paved roads, that machine will start bouncing. We also talk about never operating the vehicle under the influence of alcohol and drugs. We talk about never carry that extra passenger on a single rider ATV. That changes the center of gravity, and that operator doesn't have that ability to utilize that whole inline seat. Other things we talk about is the importance of age and size appropriate, which we've already mentioned there, and the supervision that adults need to give our younger ones. You know, anyone under 16, yes, this ATV or UTV looks like a great toy, but they really got to take a class, and there are ATV riding classes or online courses that this youth can learn about the concerns and the way to ride these safely, and they're available free of charge. So, you know, and it teaches them, you know, that way they should ride this on designated trails at a safe speed. All of that is kind of covered on these free courses. So, A lot of great rules and guidelines there, and it's just for everybody's safety.
It definitely is for everybody's safety, and a lot of great things to consider there as well. And of course, it's one of the many things that in a normal year would be covered, I'm sure, at a Progressive Agriculture Safety Day. Obviously, with the COVID pandemic, the programs, you guys have shifted a lot of that education online for the time being. But of course, when we can get back to doing programs on site, on location, it's important for folks to help out, because of course your foundation is a nonprofit.
You bet. We're a nonprofit, and we just survive on donations and sponsorships such as Polaris and our other sponsors and partners. But yeah, if somebody wants to make a donation, it's very simple. They can call our toll-free number, 888-257-3529, or they can text the donation to Safety Day 44321 and make those donations. And as far as reaching the kids, even though this is a crazy year, we still have a lot of families that we're reaching through our virtual safety days, presentations, demonstrations. And if you go to our website, progressiveag.org, and right at the top and at the bottom of our website is our YouTube channel right there, our YouTube link, and they can click on that icon, and we have a ton of different, what we call our daily drops and videos, and some great information there that'll help their kids when they're teaching them how to be safe on their ATVs and UTVs.
Well, a lot of great insight there as always. Bernard Jeschke with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation, I appreciate you joining us for this month's update on KGLO.
Well, thank you, Jesse. We appreciate your support and KGLO and getting out all of this great information during these summer months where we know everybody's going to be out there trying to have some fun.
Very, very true. With that, Bernard Jeschke with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation joining us for the June safety message here on KGLO. Again, you can learn more about them, progressiveag.org. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.